Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Very interesting tool for making music, if you will. This is Elvis Week here on the Good Day program, and probably a lot of other places as well, celebrating the life and times of Elvi, and so why not do it here as well? So off and on during the course of the next few days, we shall have some time and some music. It's the 14th of August, and he passed on the 16th of August, so we'll get to that. Jay Kirshner is here with Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. You can start with this, Jay. Theories get you thinking. Sweat gets you results. How about them apples?
Whoa.
By the way, the apple season is about to begin. With all the rain that we've had, the apples are big and juicy and delicious, and we're ready for that. Let's have a round of applause for the apples of the world. You're about to get eaten. So there you go. That'll be some of the good stuff going on this week.
There are so many apple pick, like the pick your own apple orchards.
Yeah, that's fun.
Love those.
Yeah, bring your children to that. All right, so I guess all eyes, ears, thoughts are on Hawaii. That ought to be where we place the emphasis in our conversation today. One of the things that has been very prevalent. I've gotten a call from a number of people because I've said this before. I'm a partner in a radio station that's over in Kauai, and we're probably going to have a couple of more in fairly short order. The essence of what goes on, though, Kauai, the Hawaiian island chain is a couple of hundred miles long. Kauai is at one end, and the island that we're talking about that got burnt to a crisp is at the other end. And we look at the death toll, the wildfires that have just decimated Lanai and that whole area, Kula.
Lahaina. And
what did I say? Did I say Lanai?
Lanai.
Oh.
Lanai. But it is one of those things where it is devastating. And Maui is, what is it? The Big Island, obviously, the Big Island.
Yeah.
But then Oahu and Maui are the other two bigger islands.
Yes.
The rest are small. So this is the west Maui, the northern part of West Maui.
Mm-hmm.
And it is just,
93 people, according to the latest stats. The deadliest in the U.S. in more than 100 years, this wildfire is. Had no place to go but out into the ocean. Some of them couldn't move that fast because there wasn't a... Well, there are a lot of questions. One of them has to do with why didn't their system work? And that's something that they need to review and figure out. The how and the why of much of this. What sparked this blaze? There's not a whole lot known, but certainly the winds, there was very low humidity, as there usually is on the islands, and high winds because of the impending hurricane. And so even the island that took me until I went there a year and a half ago for the first time to understand or to pronounce the island where the radio station is. Anyway,
there's a banyan tree. Like, it's one of the largest, if not the largest in the world, that is in kind of the heart of Lahaina. And it is burnt, and it is still standing.
Well,
and it still has some green leaves on it. It is one of those just kind of,
The things that are going on now, and I don't know whether this is cucamonga stuff or whether it isn't. I mentioned it actually on Friday, I think, with regard to how these fires got set, because they were set. And then the conditions were right for them to spread, whether it's the work of people who are really sick, who are trying to move forward the global warming theory. Let's hope that that's not the case, because this whole thing has managed to ruin one of the most beautiful places on the planet. There are a lot of crazy people. That's only one theory. There are many other theories that are floating around. Thousands and thousands and thousands of people have evacuated. So was it a mix of land and atmospheric conditions? Because there is such a thing, Jay, as fire weather. Mm-hmm. And this fire weather is a combination of things that have not necessarily come together the way it is, like the perfect storm, in a manner of speaking. The Coast Guard rescued 17 people who jumped into the harbor trying to get away from the flames. And you've seen pictures of Front Street, which is a very popular tourist destination. Many of you listening have probably been there, watching the building on both sides of the street just burn down in minutes. There were no fire trucks. The fire department was overwhelmed, as you can imagine. So you see 400 or 500 cars on the main street where people just jumped out of the cars and ran to the water. So the cars are all burned to a crisp. And now, when you think about the other things, the consequences of this, how many people have lost their jobs because their businesses were burned?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, under the circumstances, you wonder, how do you recover now that this is okay? So Maui is a tourist place. So nobody, United, American, and Delta have all sent over planes that were basically empty to get people out of there. I think American, I saw on the American website, they were sending, normally they use the their standard 321s to go from the West Coast cities to, I think they have flights from San Francisco, Los Angeles, and Phoenix that go to all the islands. And so they, instead of sending the 321s, they sent Boeing 787s, which carry about twice as many people, to get them out of there.
That's great. Well, and there are more wildfires. There's one in upcountry Maui. There's one happening in South Maui. Yeah. And then there's one on the Big Island. I believe the one on the Big Island is contained.
Well, a lot of on the coast, there are certainly lots and lots of buildings, lots and lots of apartments, condos, self-standing buildings that have been there for 100 or 200 years. Just bingo. That's, you know, the wildfires destroyed, if not all of them, pretty much most of them. And all of that stuff we see, I don't have to tell you what went on, but I do want to talk about what is there are a lot of echoes that are coming about weather conditions. Oh, there's global warming. Excuse me. There's a drought. There was the hurricane offshore. And excuse me. So is that what did it? Is a combination of all of those things? Don't kid yourself. And I always find this on the other side of what everybody, you know, thinks the world is coming to an end because it's changed. The world is not coming to an end. The way we live in it may be going to change moderately or drastically, one or the other. Is this just another example of how Mother Nature combines with the abuses that humans have created? Because it's not all one. It's not all global warming. Buying an electric car is not going to fix this.
Well, and global warming is happening. There's no doubt about that. It's just the question of, is it truly all because of man's doings?
No.
Unlikely.
Yeah.
And as far as the West Maui wildfire, it's not been confirmed, but some experts are theorizing that it was a downed power line.
Well, that certainly, yeah. That's what happened in with the fires in California, where the power lines are failing because the power companies... Excuse me for a second. Let me
is
do
that
my
time of year. It's going to get... Actually, woke up with that, like, extra, not congestion, but that sinusy feeling.
Yeah.
That weird, like, pressure that just almost sends a sore throat to your...
Yeah. Internet. Fortunately, I don't have a sore throat. It just is...
It's that, but it's just that allergy stuff.
Mm-hmm. So, anyway, there have been a lot of press conferences. Apparently, 40,000 people have been flown out of Maui since the fire began. So that's 15,000 people a day. Amazing. Well, that's good because it'll make their work easier. In the meantime, how do they fix the problem? You can be sure that you and I, Mr. and Mrs. Taxpayer, will come up with lots of federal money that'll go over there to help rebuild the city. But will it have the same feel? Will it have the same essence? You know what I mean? Does it have what it takes? Yeah, of course, because the weather is the attraction. And certainly the history is an attraction, history of the island. It's sad. Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me. I hope that's more reason. You got to find a reason for it. Jeff Bezos and his wife-to-be have pledged to donate $100 million to the wildlife relief. He was, what do they do, a thumbs up or whatever that is, 331 followers. You know what, you can give the money. I'm not criticizing any of this. As Katy Perry did some, Mindy Kaling, I'm looking at all the people who have pledged money or to do something. Fact that Oprah made a donation.
Oprah was there. She was there handing out supplies and helping.
Yeah. Yeah. She has her own plane, so she got on a plane and went over there. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with that.
And she's a resident of Maui.
She has a place over there, too, right? How much time does she spend there?
I'm not sure.
Part-time. Anyway, so, yes. And then there was this golfer whose name is Colin Morikawa. I'm guessing he has roots over there. It says he's going to donate $1,000 for every birdie he makes this month in order to raise money for the victims of the wildfire. So, everybody's on it, man. It's 18 after the hour here on Good Day. Doug Stephan here with Elizabeth Miller. You know, one of the things I'm proudest of is that we have been doing this for many years, you and I talking and us talking on the air about Calitrin and the website toploss.com.
It's one of the reasons I love my job so much is, you know, seeing people really making progress with their health and their well-being and even mental health. You know, when you've carried around a lot of weight for a long time and you start to lose the weight after you had given up, really, you know, a lot of people, you give up.
How do you, when people call, you tell them, buy a month's supply, this is what will happen. Buy 2 months' supply, this is what happens.
We've got discounts on every bottle right now, but it really just depends on how much weight you're wanting to lose or maybe what your motivation is for buying it, if it is for the side benefits and more. 1 month, you're probably not going to see just a whole lot with weight loss, maybe some inch loss, less bloating. Really around the 1 month mark is when you start seeing that healthy weight loss. And healthy weight loss is 1 to 2 pounds a week.
Use the discount code Dougie at free shipping, but there's so many different possibilities because they've been around for so long. There are a lot of different things they've done to help folks out buy the product. That's it. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
The extracurricular activities, the traffic, the nightly homework, the traffic, the finding time to eat dinner together as a family, the traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with Stay Open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with Stay Open design from S.C. Johnson, a family company.
Doug. With Liberty Mutual, you can customize your car insurance to save hundreds. Here's what those savings sound like in dollar bills. Here's what it sounds like in quarters. And here's what that sounds like in cryptocurrency. A thing I totally understand. 1010, I am money, cha-ching, beep, boop, dollar sign.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com. Savings may vary and written by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company. Affiliates excludes Massachusetts.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Tune from Elvis as Elvis Week continues here on the Good Day program and a lot of other places. I think I'm being redundant here a little bit, but just kind of neat, kind of exciting. There are other musical notes, however, celebrity news and social media, Jay. So we have that to contend with as it's trending, the story of Catherine McPhee and why she left the tour. We'll figure that out and tell you the story after this.
Constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Avi and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen here on Good Day. When was she the winner of American Idol? Do you remember how long ago that was?
That is a good question. It was early aughts, maybe 2005, 2006-ish?
Yeah. It's hard to remember. That show has been around for like 21, 22 years, and you've watched Ryan grow up kind of on the program, in a manner of speaking. Anyway, she's married to David Foster. They got married about 4 years ago. And apparently her family's nanny has died, and so she stopped what she was doing on the road, as you might well expect, and then went to back home. Where do they live?
Yes, in California, I believe. But, yeah. So Catherine McPhee and David Foster have been touring and in Asia. And the only thing they had actually said about the situation was Catherine McPhee said their family had experienced a horrible tragedy and one of them needed to get back home to family. And so David was staying and going to continue with the performances. Catherine was going home. And then sources pretty much made public what was going on, that their two-year-old's nanny unexpectedly died.
Wow.
Devastating.
Yeah. Well, these things, you know, I don't want to be cavalier about it. They happen. Don't know much about that. Just the story. It's something that attracts people's attention. Isn't it amazing how tragedy attracts people's attention as much as it does? And it is. We all have tragedy. We all have human. We have good stuff going on with us and bad stuff. So anyway, who's on this tour? Are there other people that are with him? Is this a combo tour, or are these people? I honestly admit to not knowing much about Catherine McPhee. When I saw it at first, I was thinking of Christy McVie, who passed away earlier this year, and I thought, okay, what's this? And then reading through the information, are they able, are they strong enough to go by themselves, or are they on the road with other performers? Is this one of those combo tours?
I think this is their tour. I'm not sure if there are any opening acts or if it's just a small thing. David Foster is pretty significant in the music industry. He's a musician, a composer, an arranger. He's been around for a long time.
What are some of the hits or some of the songs that we all know from them?
Oh, let's see. Wildflower kind of comes to the top of my mind.
That was Kansas, though, isn't it?
Who was it? I Have Nothing. That was sung by Whitney Houston. That's an insanely popular song.
I Have Nothing?
That was
his. Okay. All right, got it. 28 after the hour. Now we know what's going on. The rest of the story, if you will, on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. The big boo-boo that so many dog guardians make. You know, one of the biggest mistakes that a pet guardian can make is to use the come command as a correction. How many times have you seen a dog misbehaving and its owner react by calling the dog to come? Then either yelling or even worse, hitting the dog when the dog arrives. Perhaps you're even guilty of this yourself. By doing this, you're teaching your dog to associate come with correction. It's only natural for the dog to avoid or delay her response if correction is applied. It's kind of like when I'd misbehave as a kid, and my mother would say, just wait till your father comes home. Boy, are you going to get it. I guarantee I was nowhere to be found when Dad came through the door. It's the same with our four-footed best friends, and I can't blame them. In other words, in order for the come command to be successful, your dog should have pleasant associations with the word all of the time. So, if the dog is doing something wrong, go to the dog to correct him. Only use the dog's name and call the dog to you when you want to give him a big hug, a big kiss, and just tell him what a wonderful pet he is. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Imagine, it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Hawaii's Governor Josh Green says he fears the wildfire death toll will rise as search and rescue efforts continue on Maui. Roughly 100 people are confirmed dead after raging wildfires swept through the popular resort town of Lahaina. The FBI is reporting less than 5% of the town has been searched so far. Green describes the devastation as looking like a war zone, adding that all state and federal resources are being brought in to aid recovery efforts. And thousands are now homeless as families search for loved ones. If you can help out, the American Red Cross is an organization that's helping. The Internal Revenue Service can't find thousands of microfilm cartridges with millions of sensitive business and personal tax information records. That's according to a report from the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration. The review found significant deficiencies in the way the Internal Revenue Service keeps files safe. Lance Pry, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Good day.
Add your voice to the conversation. Leave us a message on 855-999-DUG.
Next message.
855-999-3684.
Got the message?
Yes.
Ballads from Mr. Presley, very inspiring, as much his voice was so big and so powerful. How could you couldn't ignore any of the songs that sound like this. Hard to ignore Elvis, his personality as well as his music. So, often on you hear some of the Elvis music this week over the next couple of days anyway. 24 or 5 before the hour, yep, 30. For almost 35 past the hour. Today is August 14th. Hello, Monday on the air. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, celebrating all kinds of things and then acknowledging what's going on that's not so cool. Brought to you by the folks at 541 Travel. I want you to give all of your attention for a few seconds to the way you can win two free nights in Las Vegas. All you have to do is be one of the first 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. People get frustrated because they run to the phone when I tell them that. You can call them anytime. You just write this number down, 800-419-3684, and call it when you feel to, because they're operators at this outfit. That's why I say first 10 callers, because you've got 10 operators and you don't have to wait in line, which is annoying. And often what I've found is when I've done things like this in the past, people call the number, and if it's busy or if they have to leave a message, they just don't. They go away. So these folks at 541 Travel don't want you to do that. That's why you call them now, and they'll answer now. 800-419-DOUG, 800-419-3684. And what is in the offing are for you to win two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. Help yourself. A lot of people are doing it. Why wouldn't you want to do that? Under the circumstance, a good place to go. Today's thought, dripping water. I have a lot of thoughts today, actually, Jay. Not unlike any other time. Dripping water hollows out stone. Not through force, but through persistence. Look at the Grand Canyon, which is probably the best example in America of that happening over millions and millions and millions, hundreds of millions of years, in fact. The water persists. And another thing that's fabulous to think about, or maybe it's a mind blower, is that there's no new water on the planet. Water is not created. Water is there. It goes up, it circulates, and it comes back down again. It rains because the water is absorbed by the system that's created by the power of some force that's a lot greater and smarter than we are, because we can't figure out how to keep it clean. The water and the air and all of that good stuff. The other side of that is sometimes people think, they hear me talking about global warming and they think I disrespect them and their points of view. No, but consider what has been created, and it's maybe the American way, maybe it's the human way, the business that's been created out of making things green or keeping things green or trying to clean up the atmosphere. Not saying it's bad, it's good. But we could do a better job if we're just a little bit more conscious. It isn't that we have to have solar on our roofs. You know, it's good. I'm going to do that on my farm. I'm going to do it in my house. I'm going to do it because I think it makes a lot of sense to get the energy from the source rather than having it go through several different processes. The sun is the origin of everything. All energy, all power, all light, all life, that's the sun. But as the earth has progressed over the years, imagine, think about this. Do you think this is an accident that the oil that we have used to power our energy, whether it's an automobile, whether it's the gas, the electricity that we use, all came from the power of things that happened millions and millions, if not billions of years ago. And it's not, is it a coincidence? All these things just come together so that we can pump that liquid into our cars. Somebody invented an engine. It has to be
the perfect sequence of occurrences.
Yeah, exactly. So I was looking, what prompted me to talk about this, Jay, was the fact that somebody's trying to sell me green roofs. And when the guy first approached me, I thought he was talking, I'm all set, I said to him, I've got solar. He says, no, I'm talking about green roofs, really green roofs. This is something that was a custom a long, long time ago when people would build their house and they would put grass on the roof.
Oh, that's a lot. That's pretty prominent in a lot of cities that don't have a lot of greenery around. They'll put it on the roofs.
Right. Living roofs, they're called. They combine plants and shelter. And so when you look at the architectural creativity that we think, wow, this is happening now. It happened before. And as you're suggesting, there are rooftop gardens all over the place, and more of them will help to keep things clean and also help you grow food that'll be good instead of going down to the local fast food joint and eating garbola, right? So you can retrofit old buildings. That's something that happens. the urban sprawl, as we call it. A lot of gardens are now at the heart of that, the whole business of building new developments. I'm involved in a development here in my community, and we are doing green. We're building, it's called an agri-road, building it around a working farm, and three huge gardens that will provide all the vegetables that are needed for the people who live in the development. And so it's just part of the, it's practical. I'm not trying to be trendy. I'm trying to be practical.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's that, too. There's something else that's practical, I think, frankly. Governor of Illinois, Governor Pritzker, family involved in the Pritzker's own big hotel chain. And so the members of the family, you know, they get involved in politics. People a lot of money do that. So Pritzker signed a law banning firearms advertising that is determined to produce a public safety threat, or if the ad appeals to children, or if the ad appeals to militants, or to anybody who might use the weapons illegally. So this will give people who are affected by the illegal use of firearms to sue the manufacturers and to sue the distributors. Now, you can be sure that the Second Amendment folks are going to be all over this. I hope he's successful. Frankly, I hoped that it's called the Firearm Industry Responsibility Act. All right? You got it? F-I-R-A. Mm-hmm. FIRA. These names. Anyway,
and this isn't saying to ban firearms in general or anything. It's just
be
saying it cannot be marketed to kids and militants and anybody who else might obtain or use weapons illegally.
Right.
People who are doing things by the book, who are doing things legally, not going and using guns to shoot people.
Isn't
going to
affect
you
at all.
Yeah, they're still okay to do your own thing.
So you'll have nothing. This has been carefully crafted so that those people who think this is an infringement on their rights will lose, because as you just explained so well, you can't. This is something that's bulletproof, if you'll pardon the bad use of the pun.
Mm.
It will not. It'll survive any test, I think. Hopefully it goes to the Supreme Court. And even though some of those characters interpret things in a political way rather than a legal way,
I would think anyone who supports the Second Amendment and is a gun owner,
would
like this, because it's these types of people that are giving them themselves a bad name.
Yep, exactly. So you should be all over this to support it. It's kind of like one of the other things. A lot of parents are in behind this, but the other bill that's similar to it is vaping. So the gun manufacturer is going to be held responsible for selling guns to people who ought not to have them, like the vaping companies are held accountable for selling that crap to
kids, targeting
people.
Children and the different flavors and how it is advertised. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. And it has been. I think that's all done now. But it's good. Helps protect you as a consumer, and it increases public safety, which is good for everybody. Companies, there are some companies that have just been the curse. They ought not to exist. And we all know how bad gun violence has been in Chicago. Every weekend, 60 people get murdered. And so they had to do something, it seems. The governor signed a ban on semi-automatic weapons earlier this year. That's in court, but it seems to me that given what's going on there, do we need more laws? That's always the question, too, or do we just enforce the ones that we have? One of the other things that I thought was kind of chilling that happened over the weekend is, you know, we review things as we get started on Monday that happened over the weekend. And other than the fire in Maui, which, by the way, the only lifeline, this is something that has become very obvious to those of us who are in the radio business. This darkest hour for them, the wildfires, the only thing that shined, the radio, the AM signals, because the FM signals don't go as far as the AM signals do, the Pacific Media Group. I have some friends and I are involved in a radio station in Kauai, but it's 200 miles from this. But I know Pacific Media has a, as a matter of fact, I think I'm on a couple of the stations. They have, they really own a lot of stations, and the wildfires have called into question pretty much the entire early warning system that supposedly was so good over there that completely 100% failed. It was a complete, along with the rest of the disaster, it was a complete disaster. Nobody knew. I saw one story about a guy who said the only reason I knew what was going on is because I was driving into town, I saw this huge plume of black smoke. So I figured something was going on, and I turned around and left. So, but the radio was a shining star. You got those old transistor radios. Don't throw those puppies out. Now, you can use your phone, I guess, too, right? Can't you? Let's say
until the signal fails or everybody's trying to use it and you can't. It goes back to the transistor radio is the only constant that will work as long as you have functioning batteries in it.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, let's go back to Kansas for the raid. The newspaper, the Marion County Record, a local business owner accused the newspaper of getting her personal data. So this is something all of us, I have a couple of local blogs here that I use, and because the news has changed the way we get information is online, it still can be in the form of a newspaper, and it can be in the local, instead they have a printed version, they have an online version. But this police department went in. Somebody apparently found out that they were being watched by the newspaper. So the law went in. They were able to grab a computer file and a server and phones and stuff. And they found all kinds of things that the guy that runs the newspaper apparently is a city council member as well. And he was doing something that's very, not a little illegal, very illegal. So I guess you got to watch out, something else to watch out for. It's 48 after the hour here on Good Day.
The Dell Technologies Back to School event is on, with deals on top tech for class, hobbies, and more. Now, when you buy, you support a cause. With every eligible purchase, Dell will donate to UNICEF in support of GIGA, a UNICEF ITU global initiative to connect schools across the globe to the Internet. Accidental damage protection included. Get rare deals on select laptops and desktops powered by the latest Intel Core processors. Save now at Dell.com/deals. UNICEF does not endorse any company, brand, product, or service.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Hey y'all, my name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory, then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests pay for their testimonials.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Monday's Food Farm Family Report, 53 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Beyond Meat has suffered another bad quarter. Beyond Meat, Inc., which is the plant-based meat product, this second quarter of the year, total volume sold was off almost 25%, but they still sold 22 million pounds of this stuff. But earlier this year, they sold 30 million pounds. It's hard to believe that this kind of volume, but it's been sold well and presented, and the presentation, that is, of what it does, has been handled well. So when you eat this stuff, you think when you go to a Burger King or any fast food, mm-hmm. Some of the big restaurants have this because people don't like beef or whatever the reason.
Well, I feel like the Beyond Meat stuff is for people who do like eating meat because it's supposed to be similar flavor and texture, and maybe for health reasons they don't.
Yeah.
But also, a lot of these places are using the same griddles to cook real meat along with this Beyond Meat. So you have to wonder, and I don't say all of them, but a lot of them are.
Yeah.
And a lot of people who don't like eating meat wouldn't like Beyond Meat. They would go for more maybe like what, the Boca Burgers or something like that, where you can tell.
What is
those are vegetables. This tastes like vegetables.
But there's such a wide, you know, you talk about veggie burgers when I go and people say, well, I said I don't want a hamburger.
You tell there are black beans in that.
There's a wide variety of those sorts of things in terms. Yeah, some of them taste like you're eating a broccoli sandwich. Some of them do have some flavor, and it's been so long since I tasted. I guess the smell, though. You get the smell when you drive by a Burger King and all that stuff is burning on the flame and you smell it. I guess you get the gist of it. So is it all supposed to smell like that? And that's what turns people onto it. Is it the smell? Is it the taste? Is it what it does for your body? I don't know. Whatever it is, whatever your goal is, to eat something that tastes. Most of the time, it's all about tasting. What tastes good is what Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, always says, that you're going to eat what tastes good. If it's good for you, fine. That's the secondary victory here, but the first victory is
tastes
good.
A lot of these have so much soy. They have so much soy and additives. And yes, they're plant-based, but also soy has a lot of, what is it, the natural estrogen that's not good to have in high doses.
Nope. Not unless you're a girl. And even then, it's not good
even
for you.
Even then, there's, and it seems like more and more people have not only soy intolerances, but full-on soy allergies anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You'll be happy to hear that Willie Nelson is out promoting Farm Aid, which takes place in about, let's see, a month. Today is the, what's today, the 14th, right? So this is going to be September 23rd at the Music Center in Nobleville, Indiana, which is where Mellencamp comes from. There are four or five people who put this together from the beginning. Mellencamp, Willie Nelson, Neil Young, Dave Matthews, and now Margot Price is involved in this. But they also have a lot of other people that are going to be they'll be there in performance. Bobby Weir, Wolf Brothers, featuring the Wolf Pack, Nathaniel Ratliff, how do you pronounce his name? Ratliff? I don't know this guy. You do. Nathaniel Ratliff, isn't that
it? I'm not familiar with him.
His group is called the Night Sweats. His son, Lucas Nelson, will perform. The fellow in the String Cheese. I don't know all these people. I don't know any of these folks. But you can get tickets now from $75 to $315. And they're available if you can still get them. Actually, there's been a big raid. It's farmaid.org. And /tickets if you still want to get one to go out there and support it. Otherwise, you can support them here with me, as I'll be certainly supporting what goes on there, because I think it's a fabulous thing. Wish we could do more of them, have one a month to help farmers that are in need around the country. Isn't it a terrible commentary on society that we have to have aid for farmers? They can't sell their products because people don't respect what they do and what they're growing. They don't want to pay. They can buy cheap stuff at the dollar store in cans, and so I'm critical of that. Yeah, people say, well, that's all the money I have. Well, if you are smart about it, you can buy good food and cook it at home easily. I was reading a report about microbes, people understanding what microbes are and how they make the soil work. Microbes are the other, to drive home the point, actually, microbes are what comes out of the rear end of a cow. Because of their four stomachs and what's produced in there, it saves the land. Reason number one for respecting cows, because the fertilizer we're using isn't good. It makes things grow better, but it doesn't do anything for the soil, whereas microbes do fabulous things. So I suppose maybe we could put a big sign on your front lawn. We support microbes! How about that? 59 after this is Good Day.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.